I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town, and you are listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to the next edition of Try with Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got our triathlon coach, Rudolf Nordia, with us. Rudolf, welcome onto the show. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hi there, Brad. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Yeah, no worries. Rudolf, we're talking about the Ironman 70.3 in Buffalo City this weekend on today's podcast. Before we get into that, though, you just come off a pretty impressive race in Gauteng. It was the Gauteng Champs, I believe, out on the East Rand, and it turned into a duathlon. And I saw a couple of photos that the My Training Day boys were looking mighty mean, but you smashed them.
Yeah, Brad, like I had a lucky day. The My Training Day boys, I know a lot of them are racing East London this weekend, so they were on full form and fitness, and yeah, luckily luck was on my side on the day, and I was able to beat them. So I broke the My Training Day training a little bit, but good luck to everyone racing on the weekend on East London.
Yeah, absolutely. Rudolf, congrats to you as well, though. But let's talk about East London. It's a beast of a race as far as 70.3 distances go. Let's talk a little bit about it from what to expect. I mean, for someone who's never done it before, I think we need to say, brace yourself. You're in for a tough day.
Yeah, look, East London is one of the hardest 70.3 races that I have ever done. Even when you start with the swim, depending on the sea, you can either have a nice swim, flat sea, or you can have tremendous waves that's smashing you every day. So yeah, the swim, take it out in the swim nice and easy on the start, and also when you get to the beach, don't start sprinting towards transition, because it's a long uphill to get into transition. That is where you get your breath back, get your legs back, get the blood from your arms into the legs, and make sure that you do your transitions nice and neatly. Don't rush it. Take all your nutrition, whatever you feel that you need to take on race day, take it. Do not leave a gel or a bar or anything behind, because it is a long day. And then the cycle starts gently downhill, and then you climb a little bit up until you get past the cricket fields. Then you dive downhill again until you hit the highway, and then one of the first big climbs starts going past the mall. So people generally say that the ride is uphill all the way out, downhill all the way back. That is not the case. I would rate it about 70-30% going uphill out, down and on the way back. So don't burn all your matches on the way out on the bike, because you still need a few coming back home. And also the wind plays a big part in the race. If you're going out and it's a tailwind, it's going to be a fast, fast cycle. But if it's the other way around, it's going to be a very slow cycle. So also pace yourself accordingly towards the weather conditions. And then finally on the run, I think everybody knows Bunkers Hill hurts a lot, and especially after 90k bike, you have to do it twice. It also hurts. So for my advice on the run as well, aid stations is your friend. If you have to walk the aid stations, that's fine, do it. Just get your nutrition in. If it's a warm and hot day, cool yourself down. There's ice, there's sponges, cool yourself down, get your nutrition in, and then carry on. And to everyone who's racing first time or the 10th or the 12th time, good luck to everyone, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Yeah, Rudolf, the East London one's an interesting one. You mentioned the swim, and the swim is what it is. I mean, depends which way the wind blows and what the sea conditions are like. But I think what makes East London tough is the bike, and particularly for the guys and girls who are back of the pack, that's where most of the worry comes, is am I going to finish that bike within cutoff? And you mentioned, like, don't burn your matches too early on. You've got to hold back enough, because that bike course is brutal. And that, I mean, you talk about the drop down before, when you start, like after the cricket ground. Coming back, you've got to come back up that thing. So you've definitely got to save some energy on the bike to get up that thing in one piece, particularly if you're cutting close to the sort of cutoffs. But it's easy to get carried away early on in a triathlon and really smash it out. But if you don't hold back, and we talk about it often, is holding back and making sure you're pacing right. But if you don't hold back in East London, it is definitely going to come back to bite you later on in the race.
Yeah, definitely. It's easy. It's also easy to remember the way you go out, that's the same way you're coming back. So if you feel like, yeah, this is very easy downhill all the way, I can freewheel, just remember, like, you have to come back on the same route. So remember, for every downhill, there's an uphill coming as well. So even though there's a little bit of downhills going on the way out, there's still a lot of climbing on the way coming back. So pacing is a very, very important strategy. If you have a power meter, I'm sure a lot of people do have that. Listen to your power meter, listen to your coach. If you're working on average speed, it's generally a bit more difficult because it's more uphill going up than coming back. So that's a bit more difficult to pace it accordingly. But remember, if you're going hard, if you don't have a power meter, if you're going hard, just remember, just tap down 5 or 6% tap down for on the way coming back. And also, you still want to save something in the legs when you have to do bunkers twice.
Yeah, absolutely. The run's not the easiest either. It does tend to get quite hot later on in the day for the guys and girls who are out there for a while. But I also want to say best of luck. It is a tough race, but it's really rewarding, particularly the after party at Buccaneers afterwards. Enjoy it. And yeah, we'd love to know how it goes. Don't forget, if you do need some help after 70.3 at your next goal, be sure to check out what we are doing at CoachParry.com. If you head over to CoachParry.com/triathlon, you get access to all of our training programs, from sprints through to Olympic, through to half Ironman, right through to full Ironman, all abilities as well. Definitely check it out. All accessible through our very easy to use iOS and Android apps. So the URL to get to once again is CoachParry.com/triathlon. Rudolph, as always, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next week.
Well, thanks for having me, Brad.